This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Supreme Court annuls government's decision to grant presidential amnesty to murder convict Yog Raj Thakal Rigal. Police arrest Thakal following Supreme Court's order. Current session of Federal Parliament prorogued from midnight yesterday. Foreign Affairs Minister N.P. South urges U.S. business community to invest in Nepal. And U.S. to call on Israel to implement humanitarian pauses in Gaza. Now the news in detail. Police have arrested Yog Raj Thakal Rigal following the Supreme Court order to take him into custody immediately. A murder convict, Rigal was paroled by the President on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. However, in response to a writ petition filed against the decision, the Supreme Court overruled the decision and directed the government to arrest Rigal to serve the rest of his imprisonment. Superintendent of Police of District Police Office Banki Subhash Chandra Bohra shared that Rigal was arrested yesterday afternoon. Rigal was jailed after he was found guilty by the court of murdering Chetan Manandhar. Chetan's wife filed a petition in the Supreme Court against the government's decision to release Rigal, forgiving his remaining sentence. The government has decided to prorogue the current session of the Federal Parliament. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday in Singhalabad took the decision to recommend before the President to end the session effective from the midnight. The National Assembly has passed the bill related to e-commerce 2018 with a report of the Legislative Management Committee. A meeting of the upper house of the Federal Parliament unanimously passed a proposal presented in the meeting by Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Ramesh Rijal. Foreign Affairs Minister N.P. South has invited U.S. business community to explore investment opportunities in Nepal, including in energy, IT, tourism and other priority sectors. Foreign Minister South is presently on an official visit to U.S. during an interaction with the members of U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. He urged the U.S. business community to consider expanding investment in Nepal. The Foreign Affairs Minister convinced that Nepal has created an investment-friendly environment, including constitutional provisions that allow foreign investors to take back profits and capital to their home countries. Similarly, Minister for Foreign Affairs N.P. South held virtual and in-person discussions with Nepali-American IT professionals and business owners on Wednesday in Washington. According to a press release issued by the Embassy of Nepal in Washington, D.C., the discussion shed light on the progress of the IT sector in Nepal and the contributions of Nepali-American business owners in its development. The minister underscored the political stability in Nepal and the government's unwavering commitment to fostering the growth of IT solutions, attracting investments from IT companies. On Wednesday, Foreign Affairs Minister South held a meeting with Senator Chris Van Hollen. During the meeting, both sides discussed the overall context of bilateral relations, emphasizing the importance of exchange between the parliaments. Hollen had visited Nepal last September. The minister also interacted with the Nepali-American business community at the embassy. Likewise, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, N.P. South, has said that Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC projects in Nepal will be completed on time. Minister South expressed this commitment in a meeting with Chief Executive Officer of Millennium Challenge Corporation, Elise Albright, in Washington, D.C., U.S., earlier yesterday. During the meeting, matters related to timely implementation of the MCC projects were discussed. There was a discussion with MCC officials about completing the MCC projects within 5 years as per the stipulated time, according to the Nepali Embassy in Washington, D.C. The Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has issued a 22-point directive to the government bodies for scientific and objective budget making with proper planning and prioritization of projects so that limited resources in the country would be leveraged most and high gains ensured. Issuing a special appeal yesterday, the anti-graft body urged the Office of the Prime Minister, Finance Ministry, Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration, National National Planning Commission, offices of all 7 chief ministers to ensure transparent, competitive and qualitative public procurement in course of budget enforcement. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said country's economy is improving and the government would come up with the master plan to uplift the economy. At the 25th anniversary of Butwal Best Am the Nepal Siddhartha Children and Women Hospital yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal shared that there was much improvement in economic sector after his election to the post premiership. He also claimed that the government has been using all its power to resolve pressures seen in country's economy. Minister for Agriculture, Food and Rural Affairs of South Korea, Chung Hwang-kyun, yesterday called on President Ramchandra Paudal at the office of the president. During the meeting, President Paudal expressed his pleasure to the deepening relations between Nepal and South Korea in the recent years. According to the office of the president, Paudal said that South Korea was a reliable partner for Nepal's socio-economic development. The president also extended his gratitude to the Korean government for providing technical support, human resource development, and other assistance through Korea International Cooperation Agency, KOICA. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, has stressed the collaboration among all parties to take the peace process to a logical conclusion. During a meeting with the families of the martyrs in Dang yesterday, Minister Sharma reiterated that possibility of the peace process reaching to a conclusion has increased now, with all the parties expressing their commitment during UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres' recent Nepal visit. She added that the government is preparing to take the remaining works of the peace process to conclusion through the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. The Asian Development Bank, ADB, has expressed its commitment to invest in the 635-megawatt Dudkoshi Hydropower Project. A team comprising Executive Director of the Nepal Electricity Authority, Kulman Kising, ADB Director General Ramesh Subramaniam, and ADB Nepal Resident Mission Director Arnold Kakos carried out on-site monitoring of the project. The team inspected reservoir area and the powerhouse area. It also interacted with people's representatives of local levels at Rabua Bazaar of Kotang. The ADB has expressed commitment of $550 million loan investment in the project. Now some sports update. Nepal suffered a 5-run defeat against Oman in a match yesterday under the ongoing ICC T20 World Cup Asia qualifiers. The match was played at Kirtipur Best 3-1 University Cricket Ground. With this victory, Oman has become winner of Group A, while Nepal has become first runner-up. Nepal was limited to 140 runs in allotted 20 overs, losing 9 wickets. Oman had posted a target of 146 runs for Nepal. Earlier, invited into bat first after losing the toss, Oman hit 145 in allotted 20 overs at the loss of 9 wickets. Nepal will play against UAE, the winner of Group B, in the semi-finals on Friday. Meanwhile, the United Arab Emirates, UAE, defeated Hong Kong by 22 runs in the final match of the group stage under the ICC T20 World Cup Asia qualifier. The match was held at the Mulpani Cricket Stadium yesterday. Chasing the target of 177 runs posted by UAE, Hong Kong was restricted to 154 runs in allotted 20 overs, losing 8 wickets. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. US President Joe Biden has called for pause in the Israel-Hamas conflict. According to the BBC, the president was making a campaign speech in Minneapolis when a heckler urged him to call for a ceasefire. An unconfirmed number of American citizens left Gaza on Wednesday as part of the first group to depart since war broke out. Another 400 are on a list to leave on Thursday. In Wednesday's speech, the president said a pause would give time to get the prisoners out. Chimpanzees use human-like warfare tactics in order to avoid the enemy, scientists have discovered. According to a report, scientists found that chimpanzees study across 3 years in the West African forests often use high ground to keep eyes on the rival groups, just like humans in warfare. The findings are described in a study published in the Journal, PLOS Biology. This technique is one of the oldest military tactics in human history. Until now, the tactics was thought to be unique to humans. Scientists tracked these chimps across their respective territories and areas where fighting between them occasionally took place. They found that they were twice as likely to climb to high points when heading to the borders of rival territories compared to when they were traveling to their territory. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy to mainly fair throughout the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 25.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 11 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Supreme Court annuls government's decision to grant presidential amnesty to murder convict Yograj Thakal Rigel. Police arrest Thakal following Supreme Court's order. Current session of Federal Parliament prorogued from midnight yesterday. Foreign Affairs Minister N.P. South urges U.S. business community to invest in power and U.S. calling Israel to implement humanitarian pauses in Gaza. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.